Have you ever moved into a house or an apartment and wondered what it was that happened in that place before you got there? You ever been kind of curious?
Thinking that it was haunted or somebody died in it or something?
Okay, maybe, you know, was there, you know, crime committed? Were, you know, were the people freaks when you got there?
Did they hide a fortune inside the walls?
Okay, there's that. Have you ever thought about that when you moved in?
We had a story about this in Connecticut. Connecticut now has a disclosure law that if something unnatural happened in a home, you have to tell the buyer about that.
Okay, there's some states that do that. That, you know, if there was...
You have to explain the blood stain on the carpeting.
No, the case was a grisly murder of a family, and the new owners contended that their home was haunted.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They said that they didn't find out till after they bought it when, you know, neighbors came up to them and said, by the way, do you know that, you know, old Charlie Smith, who used to own this house, he took an axe to his family here.
Great.
Well, Katrina McGaw signed a lease for a house in Ferguson, Missouri back in March. And as far as she knew, it was a nice, normal suburban house just outside of St. Louis. The truth is, nope. One of Katrina's friends called her last month, told her to turn on the show Cold Case Files on A&E because there was a documentary about a serial killer.
And there's my house!
Who lived in her house. In fact, it was right when Katrina turned on the TV that she saw her house. Turns out a guy named Maury Travis lived there. He kidnapped and tortured 12 women inside the house, killed them in the basement. He was finally caught in 2002 and killed himself in prison.
You think she immediately went down to the basement to check it out?
Oh, she went to the housing authority who got some people to let her out of the lease, who let the landlord say, hey, you know, you're supposed to let people know when somebody is hacked to death in the basement. You know, something that we've been missing since you've been on vacation.
You haven't done the stumper while I was gone?
No, there's nobody that can do the stumper quite like you, my friend.
All right, well, I have one for you today, 715-845-2155. Remember, you can only win once every 30 days. Here's today's question. On this date, 1938, an around-the-world flight was completed. Someone flew around the world in 1938, completed it on this date. Who was it? Who was the pilot that completed that around-the-world flight on this date in 1938?
All right, let's go to the phones and find out the answer. Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Charles Lindbergh.
It was not Charles Lindbergh.
No? That was a good guess, though. That was a good guess.
Thank you, Captain Obvious. Now go back to your hotel commercials.
Oh, my gosh. Those commercials are hilarious. We would have told you about the finger. Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
I'll guess Howard Hughes.
It was Howard Hughes, yeah.
Yeah, there it is.
He was one of the few guys that had the money to do it, I suppose. Yeah, Howard Hughes flew around the world in 1938.
Okay, now...
No stewardesses, no bathrooms back in those days on the planes.
Well, that's true. Well, he didn't need a... You just put it on whatever kind of autopilot, like a string.
And stand up.
Yeah, you just, you know...
Over the side, make sure the wind's blowing in the right direction, I suppose.
When you're flying in an airplane, there's only one direction the wind can blow.
Yeah, that's true.
Sir, what's your first name?
Brian.
Brian, congratulations, sir. You have the first one in a while to have won something really nice. But I need for you, if you don't mind, if you can hold tight for just a little bit, then we will get all of your pertinent information and send you something really nice. I believe up for grabs is, stale ice cream in the freezer. It's been there for a while. The chocolate ice cream is now turned into some kind of gummy, dried out goo. How does that sound?
Chewy things.
That's awesome. All right, hold on just a moment. Let me get some important business taken care of, and then we'll find out a weather update from our good friend Mr. Justin Lowe. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, go nowhere.